Now, WMAL News at 11. Good morning, I'm Steve Burns. Fairfax police happened upon a man suffering from stab wounds Friday night in the Alexandria section of town. Now, after his death, both police and his family are trying to get more information. Luis Bonilla's brother, Elmer, tells Fox 5 he has no idea who'd want to kill Luis.
I want him to know that I love him very much. He'll always live in my heart, and he'll be missed. I just want justice to be served. I want these people in jail. I want them to know what they did and how sickening it is.
Police say Bonilla was found in the woods off Fairchild Drive. He died a short time after they found him, and police weren't able to find any suspects or witnesses. President Trump is eviscerating the FBI on Twitter today, saying its reputation is in tatters after the leadership of James Comey. Trump denies ever telling Comey to stop investigating Michael Flynn, contrary to what Comey testified to under oath. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster today says Flynn's guilty plea has no impact on foreign relations.
I don't think our allies need any reassurance. In fact, what we're doing is continuing to work with them on all the key challenges we face today.
He's on Fox News Sunday. ABC News reporter Brian Ross has been suspended for 4 weeks without pay. They say in a statement a serious error was made when Ross reported that Trump had directed Flynn to make contact with Russians during his campaign. The report was later corrected to say Trump had directed the outreach after the election. The network says the report wasn't fully vetted, didn't meet its editorial standards. Some Democratic senators say they still have a chance to stop the tax bill once it emerges from the House and Senate conference. Virginia's Mark Warner says Friday night was his worst day in the Senate.
This was Swamp 101, the process on Friday night where the bill was being hand-drafted. Lots of provisions were being included for special interest. One got exposed already, exempting a particular religious college in Michigan backed by the DeVos family for special tax breaks.
He's on CNN State of the Union. The Supreme Court's taking up a high-stakes case tomorrow and could make wagering on sports widely available across the country.
The High Court is weighing whether a federal law that prevents states from authorizing sports betting is constitutional. If the Supreme Court strikes down the law, dozens of states could quickly make sports betting legal. Monday's case pits New Jersey and other states against all four major United States professional sports leagues and the federal government. The American Gaming Association estimates that Americans illegally wager $150 billion on sports each year. More than a dozen states are supporting New Jersey in this court battle. TJ Coutini, Washington.
It was an emotional memorial service on Friday as Maryland Governor Larry Hogan remembered those who've been killed at the hands of drunk drivers around the state.
We're all here together today to ensure that these loved ones will never be forgotten.
Hosting families of those victims, he says this time of year can be extra tough. Noah's Law, named after a Montgomery County police officer killed by a drunk driver, is doing its job, he says.
Ignition interlock participation has increased by more than 10%. And the number of first-time ignition interlock participants increased by more than 25%. We know that these devices save lives.
Hogan says there will be more patrols looking out for impaired driving during the holiday season. Consulting firm McKinsey says robots could replace a third of the American workforce by 2030.
More jobs that could be handled by robots in the future include operating machinery and preparing fast food. Robots can also collect and process data, and that could impact employees in mortgage origination, paralegal work, and accounting. Analysts at McKinsey predict automation will have a lesser effect on jobs that involve managing people, applying expertise, and social interactions, where machines are unable to match human performance for now. Still, up to 365 million people may need to switch careers and learn new skills in the future. I'm Ann Cates.
Traffic and weather's next.
Bring in 2018 with WMAL at the Hilton McLean Tyson's Corner. Join our very own Chris Plant, Larry O'Connor, Mary Walter, and Vince Colonnais at the WMAL New Year's Eve All-Inclusive Gala. Your party package includes hotel accommodations for two, a lavish three-course dinner, premium open bar, live entertainment from the Reflex Band, and more. Purchase your all-inclusive party package for two at WMAL.com/New Year. WMAL.com/New Year.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing,
or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Boll & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at BollandBranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to BollandBranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
11:05 now, we head back into the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Steve Greenfield has the latest.
Thanks again. They're clearing away an overturned vehicle on the outer loop of the Beltway's Connecticut Avenue off-ramp. If you head over there, stay towards your left. Also have crash south on the GW Parkway past the Key Bridge. Center lane is blocked eastbound Montrose Road at Tildenwood Drive. And a final incident at Gallows Road by Hummer Road. Metro has several changes going on this weekend, including the replacement of some red line trains with buses. Leave yourself extra time. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunny today into the mid-50s, clear mid-30s tonight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, upper 50s. 49 right now in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
This is such a blow to investors. You know what, right now,
it takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Hey folks, can you hear that? Well, I can't either, but I guarantee you have financial termites in your portfolio. We're going to show you how to identify them and put something we call the green pin on your portfolio for income for life. We're going to talk about that and much more about the 7-point to retirement and beyond system when we come right back right here on the Financial Safari.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
All right, so Coach, I have to begin the show by asking actually a question. Now, I am Thomas Lipscomb. We're here joined alongside Coach Pete Deruta. He is the winner of 3 ESPYs, 2 Emmys, 2 Quillies. Now, we have something to add to this, Coach, 2 Telly Awards, because you are an executive producer on Visioneer, which is the Peter Diamandis story.
A lot of people don't know who Peter Diamandis is.
No.
A lot of people don't know who Coach Pete is. And so, first of all, though, a lot of people don't know who Abigail Turner is. Who is she?
That's right. Abigail Turner is our student intern.
Hey, Thomas.
Hey, welcome in.
Welcome in.
Thank you, Coach Pete.
Yeah. So, I mean, she is a journalism major, I think, or is it your major?
Yes, that's right.
And she knows that the correct journalism is audio journalism and video journalism.
That's right. More,
but no one's reading anything anymore except me. I stay up all night reading reports all over the world. And
you do.
We've got we're going to talk about today from the Department of Labor, Understanding Retirement Plan Fees and Expenses.
Oh, wow.
It's a 20-page report from the Department of Labor.
Okay.
Who is supposedly looking out for you. I used to think the Department of Labor back in the day when I was little was something that looked after people who were pregnant.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Now, all right. So Abigail's looking at us like, hey, I thought this was a financial show. What's Coach Pete doing over here? And we try to have fun on the financial show here because it is a complex financial world. And at the beginning of the show, I talked about financial termites.
That's right.
And gosh, if anyone's ever had termites at their house or knows someone who has, it's not till you start seeing the termites, it's almost too late.
It is. Well, it's a very scary thing when you run across them.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about a 7-point to retirement and beyond system during the show today.
Okay.
I'm not going to be able to cover it all, obviously, because it's part of the total retirement plan.
That's right.
With the main goal of everything we do to being to put a green pin, picture a green push pin. You know those push pins?
Okay,
push
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Picture the biggest one you've ever seen.
Okay.
And let's go into retirement. Like, let's envision what our retirement will be, what our age will be at retirement, and let's push that pin in.
Sure.
And that pin will justify or show what kind of income we want all the way through retirement.
Okay,
every
yeah.
single year, arriving to the mailbox, we call it the green flag on the mailbox.
That's right.
We put the green pin in. Notice the color theme here.
Yeah.
Green is the color of money.
It is. It absolutely is.
So we don't want the red pin. Now, the red pin is where we are now. We have to figure out, first of all, before we can ever put a green pin anywhere, we need to stick a red pin in to find out where we are right now and what we need to do to overcome obstacles, minimize fees, eliminate fees, commissions, expenses, and true portfolio percentages of what kind of risk we're taking and what kind of return we could get with that risk to make sure we're in the right place.
Yeah, that okay? sounds very important. It sounds to me like a lot of folks may be stuck on that red pin, and we need to really get them over to that green pin mentality
yeah.
where you're set up for success in retirement.
And we'll get into that during the show today. And,
sure.
and I'm going to cover, again, the seven big steps here, and it's fully automated, but I think it's better to have somebody, a coach, go through each step with you. And because husband and wife a lot of times don't agree,
mm-hmm.
spouses don't agree, it's just we need to make sure that we're on the right path. We need to identify what we really need. Some people tell me they need a lot more in retirement than I think they'll ever need, which is good.
Absolutely.
For that. But a lot of people
yeah.
tell me they need less than I think they're going to need.
Oh, really?
And
oh, no.
that's because I think that's floated around the financial world, telling people they only need 60 to 70% of their working income when they're retired. I know you've heard that. Have you
oh,
ever
I
heard
have.
That, Abigail?
I've heard that, too.
Doesn't make sense to me. I'm not retiring until I have at least 100% of my income when I'm working because
exactly.
I don't want to retire into poverty, and that's what happens. We want to retire into profits where we always have more money coming, and we're going to show on this show, we're going to talk about how you can stack different incomes in a pyramid form, a good pyramid. When people hear pyramids these days, they think of pyramid schemes.
That's right, multi-level
right?
marketing, yeah.
But if we could have a whole bunch of different income-producing assets and we stack them on top of each other and
yep.
they're all guaranteed for life, now you've got a good income pyramid that increases in income as we get older.
The number to call is 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
Thomas, we always have a limited number of appointments we can take, obviously.
We do,
we
yes.
have enough planners here in the office to handle probably about 15 to 20 calls a week.
That's right.
So, folks, you need to call as soon as possible if you want to get on this, not just if you want to have a question for Coach Pete, but if you want to get on this list and make sure that you are one of the people that qualifies for no-cost initial consultation, you call us right now. Make sure if you get a busy signal to keep trying, because this is a very popular offer during the show.
The number to call is 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
Abigail, have you heard of Bernie Madoff?
No, I have not.
No. You never heard of Bernie Madoff?
Mm-mm.
see,
wow.
Thomas, this is where Bernie Madoff is the guy who stole a lot of people's money.
That's right.
And he's in
really?
Prison in Butner, which is right down the road from us here in North Carolina. They've got a new movie out on him on HBO.
They do.
I think it's Robert De Niro plays Bernie.
Madoff, yeah.
Talking
I'll look
to me?
I look forward to seeing it.
Have to check it out.
Yes. I mean, well, you'd really need to. See, that's what happens a lot of times
mm-hmm.
is we get in our own little world here. You know, I'm 51 now.
Sure.
Had a birthday
yeah.
last week.
That's right.
And you're 34.
I am.
And Abigail's probably 19.
I'm 19, yep.
So we got three different generations here, don't we?
That's right, we do.
Now, I'm, what am I? I'm Generation X.
Mm-hmm.
I just missed baby boomers. Thomas, what are you?
I am barely a millennial. If I am one, really probably Gen Y.
And are you?
I'm Gen Z.
Gen Z.
Not a millennial.
Okay. See, we've got all different things here. And we have different places we get our news from.
Right, yeah.
Right? Because she hadn't heard of Bernie Madoff. That seems to be all I've ever heard of, and you probably heard a sprinkling of Bernie Madoff,
sprinkling,
right?
yeah, absolutely. Well, it's so funny because it's true, and I would imagine the way that people set up their retirement plans is obviously based around their experiences.
Absolutely.
So someone like you, Abby, would be setting your retirement plan very differently just in not knowing who Madoff was
right, yeah.
and how he really messed some people up out there.
Now, let me ask Abigail, what do you consider old? What's an old person to you?
maybe 60s,
yeah.
70s, yeah.
I remember 50 being old. I said, gosh, I hope I never get up there.
Yeah, well, right.
That's real old. And now I am there, and I feel young, right? So it's
true.
Pretty funny
it's
how
true.
We adjust. In our different generations, it's important we plan like that, too. So when we put together plans, this is why it's very important that the plan is customized.
That's right.
Because there are people in their 30s that are retiring, believe it or not. Mm. They hit it big somewhere.
Wow.
There's also people in their 70s who are still working and can't afford to retire.
Mm-hmm.
Other people who are in their 60s and are still working because they think they can't afford to retire, but they haven't really got their own system put together, their own green pen
wow.
we talk about. And many people that I've met with, could actually retire comfortably if they met with the right planner.
Wow, that's incredible.
A lot of planners don't want you to retire because once you retire, you start taking money out of where they have you, so they make less money on you if they're getting compensated every single quarter.
Yeah, and that's not helpful.
Think about that.
Yeah, exactly.
So we need to look at where the objectives are and where the motivations are of your current planner. And here's an offer I want to make to everybody out there. Folks, it's very important that you get a second opinion. I call it the third opinion a lot of times because you have an opinion. Your current advisor has an opinion. Let's get a true opinion based on a fiduciary eye set, a set of eyes of my eyes that are fiduciaries or my teams. So for the next five callers who call in right now today, we're going to custom create a one-page financial review. Now, this review will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan or not. And keep in mind, this is a $999 value, but we're going to increase that value by adding a 7-point to retirement beyond system attached to this. We're going to go over that later on in the show, what that entails. But we're giving this out at no cost or obligation to the next five callers. Warm your phones up because I'm going to have Thomas give the number out in a minute. But what this consists of is taking the mystery out of the financial planning process by mapping out for you where you are right now. Again, we need to figure out where you are right now, and then we'll design a plan based on your desires and goals to make sure you have income all the way through retirement. We're also going to run a fee report that will help you untangle what it's really costing you to work with your current planner or advisor and to see if by simply protecting your retirement investment, you could experience dramatic growth potential. Also, there's an enemy, and we all have. It's called taxes, okay? So we're going to perform a tax analysis. Now, this tax analysis is very valuable because it can reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes. Thomas, if you could reduce your taxes legally, and you're not doing it now, and Abigail too, and there was a way to do it, would you want to know about it?
Any day, anyhow.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Abigail hadn't experienced the true threat of taxes yet, I don't think. It's cool, but she will. And
right.
Taxes are going to be here forever, so let's make sure to minimize them, because if we're overpaying, we're overpaying. There's nothing else to say about that.
Oh, without a doubt.
Now, most importantly, though, inside this review, we will custom design an income plan that utilizes proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income. And if you do that, folks, you really do take the worry out of truly living in retirement. Now, this is what we talked about, and we're going to go in more detail about the stacking of income, the income pyramid, bunches of different products and strategies that give you income for the rest of your life. Very, very important in the financial arena. I really think that the most overlooked aspect of a retirement plan is income.
Mm-hmm.
And if people are running around saying they have a retirement plan and there's no income in there that's guaranteed for life, they really don't have a retirement plan.
True, yeah.
So for the next five callers, we're going to help you take that worry out of living in retirement. That's a comprehensive financial review, a $999 value, going to give away complimentary with no obligation.
Our goal here at the show is to help you make the best decision. That's why we want to give our listeners the opportunity to review their individual plans for retirement at no cost or obligation. Folks, that number, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. This is a great opportunity to help you determine how much risk you're taking, if there are any red flags that could be potential problems for you into the future, as well as how much you're paying in fees or commissions. Now, we also want to look at your potential tax liability and something that we've touched on the show today. Finding security in a lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefits, an often overlooked avenue. Now, if you want to take advantage of that complimentary review, pick up the phone, give us a call at 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
When we come back, we're going to talk about something called a TDM, a true diversification model, and what it really means to you.
Every sound retirement plan includes long-term care in the mix. It's a conversation many people don't want to have, but wouldn't it be better to have a plan and not need it than to need it and not have a plan? The costs of long-term care are high and often not anticipated, so long-term care insurance is valuable protection against potential catastrophic loss. The catch is, you can't just buy long-term care insurance, you have to qualify for it. Since health and age are factors determining your coverage, the sooner you apply for long-term care insurance, the better. There are also alternative strategies such as hybrid life insurance policies with living benefits that can do the same as traditional long-term care insurance policies. So make sure you're considering all of your options by sitting down with a financial professional.
Coach, I am excited about this segment now. It's been a bit since I've bought a car, but I'm excited because I am going to be getting in the market here soon.
Man, I just wish I had heard that a couple of weeks ago. I just bought one.
Oh, no.
Marty was the inspiration for me to put together this special report on
yes?
10 tricks that car salesmen use
that
everyone should know about and how to handle. And it's more towards the used car, but it could be any kind of car.
Okay.
And so if you buy a car and it doesn't start, that's the number one thing. You don't want that to happen, right?
Ooh, no.
But every now and then, there'll be some tricks that they use at the car lot that'll make the car seem very nice, but when you take it off the lot the next day, it doesn't quite look as nice as it did on the lot. Right, Marty? I can relate to that. So clever wordplay is used a lot of times. You know, many car salespeople use clever wording to persuade you into buying a vehicle. Instead of saying words like, can I help you today, or how can I help you today, the salesperson may choose to ask, are you looking for a sedan or an SUV today? We call that an alternate choice close.
That's right.
In other words, they didn't ask if you wanted to buy. They just assumed you did. So it's an assumptive close where they say, "Would you want to? You know, what do you want to leave today, in an SUV or a sedan?
Okay.
And
okay.
So in your mind now, they've eliminated the fact that you're not going to leave without a car. I fell for that one. You know, and it is funny. Marty, what about sitting in that office where they get you in there and they get you, they make it look like you really don't qualify for the car or whatever. They get you sitting there and they keep disappearing to go back to talk to the manager. What about that?
Yeah, then magically they have an offer that just happens to work for you.
Another thing is they play this game called coy with prices.
Okay.
Okay, so if you hear that a vehicle costs $29,999,
mm-hmm.
which is $29,999, but they say $29,999, it doesn't sound as bad.
That's right.
But here's one step further they go. They break it down to monthly payments. $455 a month may sound a lot better to you.
Yeah.
So
that's the first question they ask me, how much can you afford per month?
Yep.
It's baffling.
Really?
So get you to think about the monthly price, Thomas, instead of the total cost.
That's right.
Because you
that's
could
incredible.
Pay. And they're stretching them 7 years or longer now, over the 7 years every single month.
Right.
So 7 times 12, Thomas, is a lot of money. That's a lot of money.
Well, especially into a vehicle that's going to be depreciating so quick. Gosh.
Yeah. Well, the minute you drive a brand new car off the lot, you lose between 15% to 40%.
Wow.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, one of the tricks they use at the car lot is say, hey, just roll the loan into the new loan, and all of a sudden you're paying for a car that you don't even have in your new car payment.
Wow, yeah.
So, and they stretch it again, 84 months, which is a long, long time.
Shoot.
And a lot of people are paying for a car they don't even own, or two cars they don't even own. So if you wreck that car or whatever,
right.
If you wreck, you don't get full replacement value a lot of times, too.
Wow.
So we have to be careful with that. Long loan terms, again, that's what we just talked about. You get people in a lot of trouble because you stretch out the loan and you don't even have the car, but you still need a car, so then what are you going to do? You end up paying BMW prices for a little VW bug.
Oh.
Because you have to get something to get you. What's the number one objective for a car, by the way?
For at least myself, get from point A to point B.
I know, point A to point B. When we do financial planning, our objective is to get people from point A to point Z all the way through retirement. This is one of the things we do for our clients is we help them when it comes time to buy a car. We help them with information that may be useful to them to get the better deal or to not buy a car altogether, or to get a different kind of car than they are thinking about. Because we need that little voice inside our head to talk some reasoning into us. Fred Flintstone had Kazoo, which was that voice inside his head. He had good and bad one. Remember, they'd float around up there. And so we want to be the good Kazoo for you and make sure we give you good knowledge. You may not like what we say, but it's for the best for you. And I wrote a book years ago now, 8 years ago, but it's relevant to this subject here because even though it's 8 years ago, this still comes up every week. Someone's talking about buying a car or how they got taken advantage of at a car lot.
Without a doubt.
Now, Marty, you and I talked about this, and this is another one of those. Again, folks, we're talking about the 10 dirty tricks that car salesmen sometimes use. Now, not all car salesmen are bad, Marty.
No.
I know you've had, in your family, you've had car salesmen, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and so they're not all bad, but we just want to educate you on some of the things that could be going just a little bit off track.
Exactly.
That's a nice way of saying it, right?
It's a very pleasant way to say that, yes.
Low-balling your trade-in, Marty. How bad is that?
Yeah, Coach, I see that a lot. That happened to me. They wanted to give me about half what it was worth, and then magically they came back and offered me $3,000 more 5 minutes later.
So they know you're already excited about you've mentally put yourself in a new car already.
That's right.
And so in their mind, which they think is in your mind, the value of your current car is not as high as it should be.
Yeah, they're preying on your excitement.
Because there's a reason why you're at the car lot, because you're not happy with the current car in their mind. And so they offer you a whole lot less in hopes that you'll just say, yeah, I'm just ready to get rid of this one and get into the new wheels, right? And so they lowball you a lot, and up to half the value a lot of times they'll lowball you.
Yep.
So you can play, I mean, there's wiggle room there. Mm-hmm. Wiggle room. I used to love that term. But there's a lot of wiggle room there, isn't there? There's leaping room a lot of times in that. So
that sounds better than gray area.
Yeah. Another game they play is unnecessary upgrades, where they basically try to sell you a bunch of stuff like underpinned spray or stuff like that, or Scotch Guard on the seats, which you can go buy a can of Scotch Guard at Walmart for under $10. But here they charge you hundreds of dollars for the Scotch Guard spray, don't they?
Yes, I'm in touch with that emotion.
Yeah. Yo-yo financing, where they're basically offering you all sorts of stuff, and they play dirty tricks with the leasing too. And I talk about that again in the book, The Fine Print Fiasco.
That's right. Yeah, I've
folks,
heard that.
Very, very important though. You know, when we talk about the financial world, there's all sorts of. Mom used to say, when I was on my paper route, she'd say, "Little Coach Pete." She wouldn't say little Coach Pete. For every dollar you have, everyone else wants to get a hold of that.
Mm.
So the objective to life is to come home with that same dollar that you left the house with. And we see this more. This was back in the 70s. Think about today. We're bombarded every single minute with sales techniques.
We are.
And so the objective is to come home with what we have and make sure we do, when we do buy something, we get the best deal possible. But one of the things we do is we help educate our clients on this, and we want to make sure that every single radio listener has the same opportunity. So if you are one of the next 25 callers, we'll do a total plan for you. Number one, we're going to help you by reviewing your tax returns. Now, this uncovers long-term tax issues in your IRAs, your capital gains, and Social Security taxes. Lots of things happen that people are not familiar with, and many people are overpaying when they don't have to. We're also going to help you by establishing your retirement income goal. Again, figuring out what you really need in retirement and get it in writing where you can have that same predictable and guaranteed income for the rest of your life. It's called a retirement plan. Very, very important. So we'll help you by putting money needed to cover the cost of enjoying your lifestyle in a place that will be guaranteed to arrive at your mailbox every single month for the rest of your life. It's called income planning, folks. And your financial planner many times wants to keep your money at risk because they're getting paid to keep your money at risk. We are a total planning firm, so we have risk and safety and income planning. So peel off some money from the risk world, put it in a place that will give you a lifetime income. We'll also help you by analyzing your current investments to establish the real cost in fees and your calculated risk exposure level. Marty, not a week goes by that we don't meet with someone who has a lot more risk than they realize.
Every single day, they're taking on risk they didn't even know they had.
Yeah, and if you're taking too much risk and don't realize it, when do you usually realize it?
After the fact.
After the roller coaster goes down. And we don't want that to happen, and it doesn't have to happen. And that's the most, I guess, saddening thing in my world, the most baffling thing in my world, is when people are lied to by their current financial professional, and they don't find out the truth until it's too late to do anything about it.
Full transparency is what we pride ourselves on here.
It's called fiduciary, and we are fiduciaries, folks. We put your needs ahead of ours, and we also help you determine the percentage of assets needed to protect your future income needs, and that considers taxes and inflation. We basically put the total retirement plan together for you.
Finally, someone is offering retirees and pre-retirees common sense and straight talk instead of financial double talk and a sales pitch. Folks, you do need to sit down, get a financial roadmap put together, and we can translate for you that complex financial world into very clear instructions. This is an excellent chance for you to get a true, practical financial review. And for anyone out there listening right now, that number to call, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. And you will receive, when you call in, a complimentary, comprehensive financial review showing you not only where you are now, but really most important, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. So in short, folks, you have nothing to lose. Call now, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
that sound is what people think about when they hear the word life insurance. Mm. I'm going to try to clean that up and show you why life insurance could be essential for retirement planning, as it is an asset class. We're also going to touch on Donald Trump and the 2017 Retiree's Guide to the Trump Tax Plan, a new guide we have just coming out, which is over 20 pages. Folks, that and much more when we come right back.
Do you hear that? That's me enjoying my retirement. Traveling around the world to play golf where I want, when I want, with whoever I want. Even got some customized clubs. Because years ago, I rolled over my IRA with the help of a local trusted advisor. Safe, secure, trusted. They helped me turn my retirement worries into retirement rewards.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now.
WMAL News at 11:30. Good morning. I'm Steve Burns. The high-profile case of a missing 3-year-old in North Carolina has come to a tragic end. Remains believed to be those of Mariah Woods have been found, according to FBI spokesman Stanley Meader.
We put every resource we have into finding Mariah to bring her home safely. Sadly, it was too late to save Mariah the moment the 911 call came in.
The live-in boyfriend, the girl's mother, 32-year-old Earl Kimries, currently in custody on 5 counts, including disposing of a body that died of unnatural causes. Don't forget to look up tonight. See the first and only supermoon of the year.
What makes it super? The moon will shine 16% brighter and appear 7% larger than its usual size because its elliptical orbit brings it closer to Earth. Most astronomers suggest looking right after sunset or minutes before the next sunrise, although the moon will still look bigger and brighter throughout the night. If you think you don't see a tremendous difference, well, considering that a full moon can usually be covered with a fingernail, even a 7% larger moon may not look that much bigger. And if you miss this one, this is the first of three, with the next two next month. I'm Jan Johnson.
And with no Redskins action today, there are some other options for you.
There are 9 early games, including a matchup of 2 hot teams, the Vikings at the Falcons. Also, the Ravens host the Lions, with both teams hoping to stay in the playoff hunt, and the defending champion Patriots are on the road facing the Bills. Later today, first place in the NFC South is on the line in New Orleans between the Panthers and Saints, and Giants quarterback Eli Manning will see his streak of 210 consecutive starts snapped when New York faces the Raiders in Oakland. Geno Smith will start for the Giants. Tonight, it's the Eagles at the Seahawks, tomorrow night the Steelers at Bengals. I'm Joe Ramsey.
11:33, now we head back into the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Get an update with Steve Greenfield.
As we finish out the morning hours, we have a crash in the process of being cleared at Annandale and Gallows Roads, plus eastbound East Capitol Street delays 4th Street towards 6th Street, northbound South Capitol Street, single-digit speeds from Washington Avenue to D Street. Traveling on New York Avenue, you'll tap the brakes 17th to 18th Street, and again southbound on Snowden River Parkway, heading for Waterloo Road. Metro Rail does have several changes this weekend, including the replacement of some Red Line trains with buses. Leave yourself extra time. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunny this afternoon as we get into the mid-50s, clear and mid-30s tonight. Tomorrow looks mostly sunny, highs in the upper 50s. Tuesday, we have a chance of a shower in the low 60s for a high. Wednesday, get colder, partly cloudy, highs in the upper 40s only. Right now, 49 in Herndon, 48 in Greenbelt. We're at 50 degrees right here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
Do you feel the financial markets have managed to gain some type of stability? Don't mistake a short period of market stability for safety. If you haven't been listening to the Financial Safari, your investments and your future financial security could still be at risk. Sitting down with a retirement planning specialist can make all the difference.
Welcome back into the Financial Safari. I'm consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb alongside, once again, America's wealth, financial, and income coach, Coach Pete DeRuda, as well as student intern Abigail Turner. Now, you were talking about one-trick ponies there before we cut to break, Coach. My father was telling me a story over the weekend about how when he was in high school, he went to a talent show and he could not play the piano at all, but his sister did. And so he watched her the night before how to play Mandy on the piano and went into the talent show the next day. He might have had a little bit to drink before he went into the show just to kind of ease him up a little.
What was he again?
But he went in and was really performed the show well, but a one-trick pony. He had no idea what he was doing.
Well, good for him. He performed well right when he needed the most.
There you go, right?
Yeah. So what we need to do, though, is I remember hearing that term, and I haven't heard it in a long time.
No.
And I just heard it this past week, and I decided to talk about it here on the show.
Yeah.
One-trick pony, right? This, and I guess it came back from the day when there was horse shows, and there was one pony that could only do one trick.
Yeah. There you go.
But let's look at the financial world. Considering all the different possible sources of retirement income and the many different ways that taxes can be applied depending on the source, and you might expect to see a wide variety of financial instruments used by planners for accumulating and storing retirement funds. And while such a variety could result in some tax-wise, in quotes, income strategies, most people aren't tax diversified. And many end up reaching retirement with a disproportionate amount of their income coming from Social Security and traditional 401ks, TSPs, IRAs, and other tax postponed retirement plans. Now,
wow.
Do you know what a tax postponement is?
Okay, so that, I'm assuming that's where the tax is delayed and you pay later on as opposed to right away?
Yeah.
Okay.
And unfortunately, it's all fun and games when you're kicking the can down the road, right?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
But if you haven't paid a single cent on the taxes of that money that's grown pretty big, you're going to have a big tax time bomb.
Yeah.
Inside your lump sum time bomb that we talk about. And you don't want a lump sum time bomb because it has a tax time bomb. So
wow.
Two bombs is a lot worse than no bombs, right?
Wow. So we talk about diversification. You had mentioned tax diversification there. Now, this is different, obviously, than stocks and bonds.
Yeah. Well, keep in mind, it's not unusual to find a person who reaches retirement with 95% or more of their total savings in their 401k or their IRAs.
Yeah,
this is a one-trick pony approach to retirement savings. And it's understandable considering that we are rewarded with that postponement of taxation every time we make a contribution to our traditional 401k or other retirement plans that are commonly offered in the workplace. Right?
Okay.
And so what's the solution? Well, number one, if your employer offers you a Roth 401k, which means you don't get a tax write-off and you don't get to postpone the taxes. You pay the taxes right away.
Right.
But then your money grows tax-free forever, isolated from all future taxes as long as you follow the rules of the government.
That sounds good.
Even the growth.
Wow.
And so, you know, it's easy to forget that taxes are only postponed in the regular IRAs, right?
Yeah.
And that when we start retiring, 100% of the money we take out will be subject to taxation. So you think it's bad being taxed on your income, think about being taxed on your retirement, right?
Yeah, right.
And
seriously.
So, and then your Social Security gets taxable and all that kind of stuff too. So we need to make sure to take a step away from traditional planning, which you go to a planner, they always say take advantage of your 401k and build that lump sum up. And,
yeah, sure.
And then even your 401k doesn't have an option for income and retirement, do they?
No, it doesn't.
So even if we did, we'd have to account for taxation. All right, so you say, well, I want to get $30,000 a year from my 401k in income. But we have to know that it will only translate to about $23,000 after taxes.
Big difference.
We have to do the numbers in our head.
Okay.
Yeah. So the easy way to get around this or to start doing things the right way is to get rid of that taxed postponement retirement philosophy.
Yeah.
And at least look at the different buckets for taxation. Again, have some of your money built tax postponed, but have some that's building tax free. And have some of your money that is building for a lifetime income you can never outlive.
Okay. So you've been in the industry for years. I know you help folks out on a regular basis. What are some of your tips and tricks for being able to do this then?
Yeah. Well, keep in mind, it's not how much income you have, but it's how much income you have left to spend.
Isn't that true?
Think about that. So first thing is, if you have a 401k, IRA, TSP, we need to look at ways to transition from that lump sum that's taxable into at least getting a yearly income we can never outlive.
Right. Sure.
Step one.
Yeah.
And then we can can do something called tax arbitrage, where you move taxable accounts into tax-free accounts by paying some taxes and using some other vehicles out there to lessen the effect of the taxation.
Okay.
But, again, the main problem I see, again, we know that exists. We're all doing it. We're all building that tax time bomb.
Sure.
But the main problem I see in the financial world is the lump sum time bombs. People have not gone and explored what really could happen if they use that income time traveler approach.
Mm.
And the income time traveler is a way for you to look at what kind of lump sums you have now, but translate some of that lump sum to a lifetime income you can never outlive for both you and your spouse, which could double for long-term care, the income, for up to 5 years in some of the places we put it. So just a way to know with surety what your income's going to be, regardless of what happens in the market.
Exactly.
Now, Abby, 19. I know. I say you're 19 all the time. When are you going to be 20?
March next year.
So I could keep you as a 19 for a long time.
No.
All right. So how important, and I know you're only 19, but how important is income to you, though? When you get to retirement,
important.
That'll be important, right?
Yeah.
Would it be more important to sit around and say, hey, I've got $1 million in this lump sum, or I've got a lifetime income of $50,000 I can never outlive?
Definitely the latter.
It may increase for combat inflation.
Want some assurance there.
Yeah. So again, it's different. It's a different philosophy, but it's a way to look at what is most important. And again, I've talked to people that had $1 million or more sitting in a lump sum, and they were going to self-manage and take their income out of their own accounts as they get into retirement. After they take the first two or three withdrawals out, they realize their balance goes down.
Wow.
Right.
Right? And you got to live the rest of your life and the rest of your spouse's life. So income planning and the power of zero, very, very important. And I'm going to talk about the power of zero on the next segment here. But making sure that you gain what you can gain, but you don't lose when the market goes the other way.
Okay.
That's important. So if you have a good gain, is it more important to lock that gain in or try to get more gain?
Try to get more.
Ask yourself that, Thomas.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. No, more every day, right?
Well, or would you like to lock the gain you already have in?
Well, I would like to lock.
Can we do
now.
Both?
Yes, you can. And that's the most important thing. You don't want to do one blanket philosophy with everything. I was looking for one of you guys to say one thing and the other guy to say
another. Oh, really?
So you want about a half and half plan, we call it.
Okay.
Yeah,
half
okay.
your money should continue to try to get that horsepower of the market, but the other half needs to be in a place where you lock your gain in, and now you have a lifetime income you can never outlive for.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you can add to that down the road because it gets exciting knowing, hey, no matter what happens for the next 10 years or the next 20 years in the market or the next 5 years in the market, I know that regardless of what happens, I have a certain amount of income that's guaranteed to come to me and my family for the rest of our lives.
Wow. Yeah.
Now, that's what we call peace of mind.
Absolutely.
Knowing exactly what you're going to get, when you're going to get it, no dirty tricks, no strings attached. It is what it is. And also knowing if you need some of the money you put away in the income plan, you can get some of it. But keep in mind, the more you take out before you get income, the less you're going to have when you need income.
Mm. Right.
All right. So again, it's more fun to spend than save. But if we can save a good amount, we can have a whole lot more for us in retirement.
That's right.
And I think this is an important philosophy. So I want to make sure that our listeners, Thomas and Abby, I want to make sure they get to take advantage of this in a customized fashion, one where we can look at what you have, exactly what you have, and show you the correct numbers to have some money in a place you can't worry about or you won't worry about and can't lose. And other money you can continue to enjoy the high horsepower potential of the market. You know, the most important word in that whole phrase is potential because we don't know. But there's a surety account. There's knowing what's going to happen. Knowing is more important than potential, I think. But the combination of the two gives you that higher horsepower potential. So for the next 15 callers who call in today, we're going to create a one-page financial review. Now, this review will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan or not. And keep in mind, folks, this review is a $999 value. We're going to give it away absolutely free and complimentary with no obligation to the next 15 callers who have at least $200,000 saved for retirement. Now, what this consists of is taking the mystery out of the financial planning process by mapping out for you where you are right now. Let's figure out where you are, and let's design and run a fee report that'll help you untangle what it's costing you to work with your current planner or advisor or even working for yourself, and to see if by simply protecting your retirement investments, you could experience what we call dramatic growth potential. We'll also perform a tax analysis and tax MRI to reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes going forward, which will make a big, big positive effect in your total financial plan. We'll also run a customized income plan for you, which utilizes proven strategies and techniques, which could turbocharge your retirement income. And if you do that, folks, you take the worry out of living in retirement. We'll also incorporate that income time traveler type account for you so you know exactly what your income is going to be all the way through retirement. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of the financial planning process for the next 15 callers That's a comprehensive financial review, a $999 value. We're going to give out, no obligation, no fee, if you call right now.
Our goal here at the show is to help you make the best decision. That's why we want to give our listeners the opportunity to review their individual plans for retirement at no cost or obligation. Folks, that number, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. This is a great opportunity to help you determine how much risk you're taking, if there are any red flags that could be potential problems for you into the future, as well as how much you're paying in fees or commissions. Now, we also want to look at your potential tax liability and something that we've touched on the show today. Finding security in a lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefits, an often overlooked avenue. Now, if you want to take advantage of that complimentary review, pick up the phone, give us a call at 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
When we come back, we're going to talk about something we call the income replacement ratio. We're going to define that for you. Also, how you can have a blueprint for lifetime and lifelong security and independence by building your very own retirement castle.
You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
We pride ourselves on bringing 21st century solutions to our clients' retirement needs. From our detailed tax review to complete income planning and the latest in financial strategies, the team from the Financial Safari strive to improve and ensure that you have the best available plan for your retirement and financial future.
Celebrity money mistakes.
Philip Seymour Hoffman was a director and producer of film and theater, best known for his distinctive supporting and character roles, typically lowlifes, bullies, and misfits. Hoffman made many films from the early 1990s until his death at age 46. Drawn to theater as a teenager, Hoffman studied acting at New York University's Tisch School of the Arts. He began his screen career in a 1991 episode of Law and Order, and started to appear in films in 1992. He gained recognition for his supporting work, notably in Boogie Nights, Patch Adams, The Talented Mr. Ripley, and Along Came Polly. He began to occasionally play leading roles, and for his portrayal of the author Truman Capote in Capote, won multiple accolades, including the Academy Award for Best Actor. Hoffman appeared in Hollywood blockbusters, such as Twister and Mission Impossible 3, and in one of his final roles as Plutarch Heavensby in the Hunger Games series from 2013 to 2015. Hoffman was also an accomplished theater actor and director. His performances in three Broadway plays, True West, Long Day's Journey Into Night, and Death of a Salesman, all led to Tony Award nominations. Hoffman struggled with drug addiction as a young adult and relapsed in 2013 after many years of sobriety. In February 2014, he was found dead, with an official cause of death being combined drug intoxication, an unexpected event that was widely lamented in the film and theater industries. Hoffman was described in his New York obituary as perhaps the most ambitious and widely admired American actor of his generation. The famed actor was hyper-focused on his roles, but not as attentive to other details. He wasn't married to his significant other, so she did not qualify for the spouse's right to a tax-free inheritance. At least $12 million of his estate was lost to taxes. Also, his estate plan was not updated and did not account for all his children, so they might not be treated equally. Another reason why it is vitally important to meet with a true financial coach who listens to your goals for retirement and legacy planning, and can implement a total retirement income plan taking into account all necessary details.
Now, what just happened in front of me, Coach? I don't even know what's going on.
Well, during that quick break, Parker Holland had to leave on assignment, and so we have Chris has joined us in, our rocket scientist. Hey, guys. Financial world.
How are y'all doing? Welcome in.
So, Chris, good time to have a scientist on this segment because we're going to talk about financial eclipses. How's that?
That sounds excellent.
Now, everyone's saying, what the heck is Coach Pete talking about, financial eclipse? Didn't we just have an eclipse a few weeks ago? Yes, we did.
Yeah, we're out in front of the building watching it.
Who didn't watch that?
We all did.
I think we all did. Even though I said, I'm not going out there. Everybody else is. I went out there. It was pretty fun to see you go outside. It's like everyone's looking up like an asteroid's getting ready to hit the country. Or it's like they came from outer space.
There you go.
Right? And so,
danger, Will Robinson. Danger, no, Will Robinson. Danger.
I love it.
All right, so Marty, let's talk about this because this is a term I think most people driving down the road have not heard in the financial world, a financial eclipse. Do you want to explain that to the listener?
Yes, that's a term that we've used as of late, that where all of the fees will eat up all the returns on an account, and that's what we help people do when we do our MRI. What are those fees, and how much of the return are those fees eating away?
I'll go two steps further with you. How's that?
Okay.
Risks are eclipses, too. So if you're taking too much risk, let's say you have a gain of 30% in the stock 1 year. The very next year, you're down 20%. So you just eclipsed 20% of your gain went away.
Right.
And just like the sun disappeared right in front of us a few weeks ago. And then inflation can also eclipse your buying power. So there's three big enemies when we talk about a financial eclipse. None of them people really pay attention to. The fees, many times, it's not your fault if you're listening because your broker or where you have your money, they've done a really good job of trying to disguise the fees or not even show you the fees. Matter of fact, some of the 401k plans out there, they don't have to disclose up to 18 different fees that are included in your plan. It's the old term baked in there. Unquote,
I had no idea. That's incredible. Wow.
We don't want anything baked in there, do we?
We do not. Absolutely.
So, you know, there's some people that are lactose intolerant. Other people have the, what is that thing when you're allergic to wheat?
I got the gluten issue.
The gluten issue. So you don't want that baked into something.
No, I do not.
So I'm allergic to fees. I'm allergic to risk. I'm allergic to commissions. Commissions is another one that will eclipse your. So let's say the broker says, hey, you got a great return last year. It was 8%. You look at your statement. Well, my statement says 2.5. He said, well, that was before my fees, expenses, commissions, risks, inflation took a hold of it. So, and then taxes, another eclipsable event.
Mm-hmm. I talked with a listener that came in yesterday. He paid his advisor $4,500 to put a financial plan together that we were more than willing to put together for free.
Wow. That's another sore spot with me. If you're paying someone to put a plan together, folks, that's ridiculous. Anyone could put a plan together now, anyone who's qualified, and they shouldn't be charging you for that. And here's why they do it. It's called a hook. Do you ever watch Wicked Tuna? It's a show on TV. It's National Geographic.
Nat Geo,
One of my favorites.
We had Greg Mayer on last year. We need to get him on again.
Yeah,
he's a really good guest. He was a guy who always wins the tournaments. But when they catch the fish, well, number one, the tuna, they get it with one hook, and then they have this big spear. They spear the fish with to catch it, to bring it in. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, what they're trying to do by charging you a fee is hook you, and then they drop the spear on you the next appointment. So you have to be very careful. So what did the person who came in who paid that fee, did they feel they got their money's worth after you showed them, we could probably do something even better when we do our retirement roadmap and our bucketing strategies for them. It's probably better than that plan they paid a fee for.
He was very smart to explore some other options because he felt the $4,500, if he did not do business with that advisor, that he felt that $4,500 would have been wasted. So he felt that obligation that he should deal with him. But he got very smart, decided to seek advice elsewhere.
Yeah, well, it just makes sense. I mean, Chris, when you if you take your car in for a free consultation and they tell you something's wrong with the brakes, something like that, they're not charging you money. They're giving you the free consultation.
Exactly.
But it's just as good as any other place. It would charge you to say your brakes aren't good. If your brakes aren't good, if you hear a squeak, your brakes aren't good.
Something's checked out, yes.
And this weekend, you're working on your car.
Yeah, Coach, I'm actually doing some work on the head this weekend.
Yeah, that's pretty.
It's kind of intimidating.
You know, cars are strange to me. I want to know that when I press that button or put my key in the ignition, it starts.
Exactly.
And I don't want to know what's going on in the engine. I don't want to know if I put the right gas in, everything will work. And, Marty, I think when most people we talk to, especially when it's talking about their retirement plan, they want to know that if they show us where their money's at, they want to know, number one, we're going to put together a plan that fits what they are looking for, not what somebody else is looking for, not what some planners do this because they're driven by more commission to put money in different places. Again, tell people what a fiduciary is.
Our fiduciary, we have to legally put the client's best interest first, and that we want to know every person that comes in to see us that that plan is going to be customized to their situation. It's not going to be a cookie-cutter approach. It'll be customized to what they want in retirement. They want that retirement to be predictable. They want it to be guaranteed. They know that they cannot outlive it.
Yeah, very, very important, isn't it?
I think it's crucially important.
We talk about establishing a retirement bunker and putting money in a place where it's not going to go away unless you touch it. And it's going to grow when you don't need it. And you know what worries me is the people trying to sell this food for emergencies, right? This emergency food supposed to be good for
72-hour kits.
And... yeah, it's going to be good for 25 years. You put it aside, and it's got delicious lasagna, they say.
It's not.
Well, when it comes time, 25 years and now, the world's in a disarray, and you break into your food collection, and it doesn't taste like lasagna. Matter of fact, it's Alpo freeze-dried.
Yes.
Who are you going to sue?
Nobody.
People gone.
Yeah.
So it's very important to make sure that you get a plan and a planner that's going to be with you for the rest of your life, because when you get to retirement is not the time to figure out that your planner wasn't looking out for you. The best time to figure that out is right now. The best time to get a good plan together is right now. And the worst time to have it happen is right now, because procrastination hits in and you don't want to do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
How many times now, we talked to several thousand people a year from the radio. But I guarantee you every single week someone will call after they've made an appointment to come see us. So call with some kind of excuse where they can't come and see us. Luckily, we've been able to fit them back in. But putting things off is not hurting us. We see plenty of people every week. It's hurting you and your family the most.
Mm-hmm.
So take some time. Like, I didn't want to go do what I had to do. I didn't want to go do colonoscopy this week or the LASIK, but I did it for the better of me and my family. I want to be alive for my daughter. I want to see her graduate from college. I want to see her get married. Not really. I'm not in a hurry for that, by the way. But we need to make sure we do things now and we don't put it off. If I would have blown the doctor off, I would have got a bill in the mail, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really, that was a minor part. If I blow the doctor off, I'm hurting myself. You know, I hurt myself in my wallet a little bit, but I'm hurting myself and my health and my future. If you blow off your financial planning situation, or you know something needs to be done, and you know you need an analysis, but you're going to do it next year, or you're going to wait till something else happens, folks, life is a funny thing, and every single day, your to-do list will get bigger and bigger. So just thinking that everything will be better next week, and I talk to a lot of people, they say, hey, when I get to retirement, I'm going to have all this free time. No, you're not. How many people we talk to who are retired who are more busy in retirement than they were when they were working?
Yes, and 100% of the listeners that take the time to come and see us after our consultation, our financial MRI, 100% of the time they say, I'm so glad that I took the time out of my day to come in here and see you guys.
The famous banker on the South Park episode, a very famous philosopher, here's what he said about how fast life is.
And it's gone.
That's what happens.
That's right.
Now,
that's
folks,
right.
Very important. And I know there's so many more things you want to do than talk about your financial situation. But if we can get it ironed out and put in the right place without charging you a planning fee, would it make sense to you to do tomorrow? Well, I think it would. But let's get a call in right now. If you're one of the next 25 callers as we leave for the week, we will custom design for you your very own one-page financial review. Now, this review will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown retirement plan or not. And keep in mind, this is a $999 review, because we also are going to include something called a total retirement roadmap. Folks, this is the most important aspect of retirement planning, is having a roadmap that you know you're on the right course or the turns you need to make to get on that right course. We'll also take the mystery out of the financial planning and retirement planning process by mapping out for you where you are right now. We've got to figure out where you are right now so we can plan the destination. We'll also run a fee report that helps you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is truly costing you, and to see if by simply protecting your retirement investment, you could experience something we call dramatic growth potential. Folks, if you're not losing money because of fees, expenses, commissions, and taxes, you're gaining money. It's staying in your account. More money for you, less for the bad guys. That's
Sounds
a win-win
preferable.
For me, all right? So the tax analysis is important because it could reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes. But the most important part of any retirement plan is to run a customized income plan that utilizes proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income. And if you do that, folks, you take the worry out of living in retirement. It's a great feeling to watch people going from worrying about retirement to enjoying retirement, not worrying anymore. And we see that every single day in our office. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of the financial and retirement planning process for the next 25 callers. That's a comprehensive financial review, $999 value. We're going to give away complimentary, no obligation. You must have at least $200,000 saved for retirement, and our strategies do work best for those of you with over a million.
Finally, someone is offering retirees and pre-retirees common sense and straight talk instead of financial double talk and a sales pitch. Folks, you do need to sit down, get a financial roadmap put together, and we can translate for you that complex financial world into very clear instructions. This is an excellent chance for you to get a true, practical financial review. And for anyone out there listening right now, that number to call, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
1-800-664-7505. And you will receive, when you call in, a complimentary, comprehensive financial review showing you not only where you are now, but really, most important, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. So in short, folks, you have nothing to lose. Call now, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
From Marty Hensley and our rocket scientist, Chris Breathour, I'm Coach Pete, along with Thomas Lipscomb. We'll join you next week, same time, same station, right here on the Financial Safari.
Coach P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.
I listen to you every day,
just about every single day.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Thank you.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station.